Welcome back to 4 a.m. Thoughts. Today we will be interviewing Princess on her opinions about hypothetical questions. Welcome to the show. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Princess, and I'm so glad to be on this 4 a.m. Thoughts with you all.
Welcome. So let's just dive into the questions.
Alrighty, so for the first question, what weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could, and why?
I would make socially acceptable would probably be taking your pet fish everywhere with you. I don't know.
That's interesting. Oh my gosh. Actually, if we saw more people with pet fish, like, no, it'd be funny walking into like Starbucks or something and just seeing a pet fish.
Oh my god, you could put your pet fish bowl in like a little wagon and like carry it around. That would be so cute.
Or like make a little purse for a fish. I don't know. I just like fishes. Oh my
god. That would be a good idea. I think if we had a nationwide 8 p.m. scream.
Ooh.
Everybody just go out their house at 8 p.m., whatever time it is for them, as long as it's 8, and just scream. I think that would be very
like
self-liberating.
Howl,
that'd
be kind of
cute. Yeah,
like I like that.
I mean, of course, it'd be different because, like, the time zones and stuff, but I just think that would be so funny.
Aww.
Did you come up with anything, Star?
Yes, so mine was not having heard of the new cool brand or whatever. So, like, say I'm not social or whatever. I don't hear of, like, the new stuff. Like, not gonna lie, 2 months ago I heard about the brand Champion.
What? What brand is that?
It's like clothing.
Oh, it's clothing. Like yeah, it's sweatpants.
Okay. Okay, see, I'm with you on that one.
Well, I personally believe that we should be able to go 35 in a school zone. I'm just going to put that out there. Because I can stop. I look up for kids. And I can stop in time.
Are you sure about that?
Either that or taking 35 miles an hour around corners.
Oh my gosh.
It's just
actually
a little bit more
fun. The other day, I thought somebody was going to take a corner at 40 when I was in the car with them. Let's just say my life flashed before my eyes. I was not ready for that at all. So
really
I kind of
life like how they want to.
I kind of agree with the school zone thing in some ways, just because sometimes, you know, you're gonna be late for work. There's a school zone right where I'm driving. I don't want to go 20. It's 35 already.
Right.
It's 20 just through this like short road.
Yeah.
Don't make us slow down.
Especially whenever school's in session. Like,
there's no kids walking out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classroom learning.
Yeah. I
like they should be.
Yeah.
I agree with this.
Yeah.
That's a thought for sure.
It took a lot of brain power to come up with that.
That's nice. So good response. But if you could put wings on any animal, what one would you choose?
I would say a cheetah because I love cheetahs. They're very like strong. Fast, and so like imagine them flying up in the air.
Would they be able to fly as fast as they run?
I think even faster. Like you could hop on one and get to your places. Like if you wanted to go to New York, just hop on a cheetah. You don't have to take an airplane.
Oh my God. Saving
pet
money.
Cheetahs, yeah.
Right?
Money, right?
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
On an animal.
Okay, so cheetahs would essentially have to adapt. And become bigger to hold a human.
Yeah.
They have to become an airplane.
Yeah. Airplane cheetah. Good names. Yeah.
Yes. Alrighty. So
cheetah just planes.
Yes.
So we're just going to develop a whole new company designed for. All right. I'm down for that.
Yes. Me too.
Okay.
Okay. The last question we have for you is if you were a fashion icon and whatever you wore would become a fashion trend, what trend would you start?
Okay, so I really like wearing leggings but and pants. So I don't know, have the bottom be like the material be like, but they already have that though, don't they? Like jeans.
But
like You know what I'm trying to say?
What are you trying to say? Like, the bottom of the pant would be, like, leggings, and then it would change into jeans?
Yeah.
Or it would be, like, the bottom jeans, and then, like, where your calves are?
Yeah.
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 And then your calves could be, like, leggings. Yeah. And then jeans again, and then, like, leggings at the top or something.
Yeah, like, something. You know, that would be cute.
I would wear it. Actually, you would? I would wear that. Actually.
Like, different shades of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would actually, yeah, I would wear something like that. See, this is a good business idea.
Do you guys remember whenever, like, wavy eyebrows were a trend?
I do.
Oh my gosh.
I never did it, but I remember people doing it.
I want to forget. Do you remember when they would do, like, the Nike symbol?
Oh.
Like, I still think about it sometimes, and it just kind of haunts me.
You know what, Indigo, I'd like to bring up the fact that, do you still want to shave your eyebrows?
All the time.
You do?
Oh my god, it's a constant battle.
Aww.
Like, I was, like, up at, like, 12 a.m. one time, and I was just, like, holding the razor to my, like, eyebrows. Like, I'm gonna do it. I was, like, recording it for Snapchat and stuff like that, but I was, like, no. Put the razor down. It wasn't a look. Because, like, after that, I put, like, makeup over my eyebrows and realized that I looked like a little egg.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think. Is there anything that you've done, Star, that, like, you want to be a fashion trend but just can't?
No.
You say no.
I'm trying to think. I would totally wear pants like that. I'd also like it to be more socially acceptable. It's okay if you come to work with oily hair. Yes. I want to bring that up again.
Yeah.
You know, just because, you know, sometimes you have a day. And you can't make it to work in time if you take a shower.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Do you?
Do
yeah.
You?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Story.
Yeah.
So, we'd actually like to ask you a few more questions if that's okay, but we'll continue. If you were a food, what would you be?
I would be hot wings because they're spicy. Ooh, they're good and they're my favorite.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Hang on, Indigo, what food would you be?
So you know the last popcorn corn kernel in the bag?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I would be. Those are delicious. I stan.
I actually don't know what I would be. I would think about this too much. This is definitely a question that's gonna keep me up tonight. Actually. Yeah.
I don't know what I would be either.
Like, there's too many foods.
Yes. The next question we have is, would you want to live in a world where everyone's thoughts appeared as text above their heads?
Actually, no, because...
Oh my gosh! Imagine at work.
Oh, no, I would not
No, especially
I'll get fired.
No, never, especially with some of the people that are at work. Never.
I'd get fired.
What about you guys though?
They have that saying, ignorance is a bliss, and I feel like that's there for a reason. I wouldn't want to.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I mean, like, it would be interesting to see what people were thinking, but at the other time it's like, I don't want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Hey, can you like pick people? Like, if that was an option, I would do it. Like, yeah. For example, if you were like feeling someone and like, I'm like, I want to know what you think.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I would want to read people's heads when I would want to.
Yes.
But not just have the text appear above people's heads. Just because, you know, sometimes you don't want anybody to know what you're thinking.
You can't read. Actually, though.
Then it would be a problem.
Yeah, it would be a problem because you couldn't be able to, but everybody could just be like, oh, so that's what they're thinking.
It's like, there's no point.
There is no point.
Okay. So my question is that imagine that dogs created a society, right? Do you think that they would run that society better than we do?
Probably because they're more, I don't know.
I think so.
Because, like, no offense, the human are like, sometimes I feel like animals are kind of smarter than.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, I think there'd be, in all honesty, I think there'd be less pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would come up with something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
That's true.
But hang on, would big dogs run the society or little dogs?
Medium dogs.
Mediums?
Medium. Because I feel like they have, like, the best of both worlds. Like, they're, like, in between small and big dogs.
And they don't have the rage.
Yeah.
As much of the rage as small dogs have. What about, what would happen to cats? Is it just a society of dogs, or is there other animals?
I feel like if dogs ran the world, then cats would be, like, their subordinates. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
that would
be... Okay, but, like, yeah. Then what about all other animals? Like, birds or lions,
they're just, like, the same. Like, I guess, like, dogs would take on the human role, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then a dog could have a lion as a pet?
I guess or, so.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
That would be interesting. Okay, what about, like, all the poachers? You know, like, people going after ivory from elephants. Would dogs do that, too?
Poachers.
No, like, I'm serious. Would dogs do that, too?
Maybe poachers wouldn't really exist then. Yeah.
Because it's their animals, so they, like, understand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. I see that. I could see that. Would I live in a society where dogs ran it? Yes.
What if...
But you'd have to take... you'd have to listen to what a dog tells you to do.
I can't understand dogs. So...
But if they could talk, you would, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, would they be able to speak English?
I think we would have to learn their language.
That'd be hard.
That would be hard. Okay. Okay. I'd like to see what my dog would become. Like, I don't know. She's small. She has that rage, you know? So, do you guys have dogs? What do you think your dogs would do?
Well, no idea.
I have, like, big dogs. They're big boys, big girls. And, like, basically, like, I feel like Maple would just, she's a Bernese, I love her. I feel like she would just kind of, like, use everyone as her, like, throne. Because she likes to sit on people's laps.
She'd be like, I like you. Yeah, I'll sit on your lap.
What about, do you have any animals?
No, I want to get a pet, but not yet.
If you did have a pet, what do you think your pet would do? In this society, what do you think your pet would do?
Probably be crazy like me.
Oh my gosh.
Want to go shopping? Yes, girl, I'm down.
See, okay, you know what? I feel like some people would thrive. Humans living in a dog society, I feel like some of us would thrive and then others would try to rebel. And it wouldn't work out because...
Dogs would shut it down.
Dogs would know. They would know what we were thinking somehow, some way.
The text bubble above our
heads. Stop.
It'd be like that book we read last year with the pigs instead of the dogs, you know?
Oh my gosh, Animal Farm?
Yeah.
Alrighty, we're not trying to do advertisement, but people, Animal Farm, it was something else, yes. Actually. A good English book, honestly. Mm-hmm. Recommended.
So that was it for today's podcast. Thank you so much, Princess, for being on our little show.
You're welcome. It was fun. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah.
So be sure to subscribe for more hypothetical content. And we will see you next week with another guest.